Graham Coughlin's got a facial injury. The ball has gone into the net. And, well, should it have been given? Because Argyle put the ball out.
That is unbelievable.
So Coughlin could get attention, and Yeovil just threw the ball in, and from almost the halfway line, kicked the ball into the Argyle net. And is that against the spirit of the game?
Well, that is technically a goal, but that is unbelievable. That is unbelievable, Gordon. What happened there was that the ball was played out for Coughlin to receive treatment. Yeovil have thrown the ball in to one of their players, who's just whacked the ball straight past Luke McCall, making it into the goal. Incredible. I've never seen anything like that. That is quite amazing.
Lee Johnson, it was, who put the ball in the net.
And here we go. I think, I could be wrong here, Gordon, but I think Yeovil may now let Argyle get a goal. I could be wrong, but
I think this looks
as though they're going to let Argyle score.
They could let Argyle score here.
They are. Well, I've never seen anything like this.
That is superb sportsmanship. And the Yeovil fans are applauding as Steve Crawford runs the ball into the Yeovil net and makes it 1-1. Well played, Yeovil Town. It is Yeovil Town 1, Plymouth Argyle 1, and that is a bizarre series of events, but full credit to Yeovil Town for recognising the errors in their ways. I can only assume that Johnson didn't realise that the ball was put out for that particular reason. Graham Coughlin comes back onto the field of play, and Yeovil quickly decided that the fairest thing to do was to let Plymouth Argyle equalise, and that they did. And Steve Crawford looks as embarrassed as anybody. And before he'd reached the penalty area, Yeovil fans were applauding the Argyle player going towards goal. And we will get back into contact football now. I have never seen such a series of events.
Well, Gordon, I was fortunate enough to be at Carlisle the day that Jimmy Glass scored in the fifth minute of stoppage time to keep Carlisle in the league. But that wasn't far short of it. That was quite amazing to see Steve Crawford just jog through the Yeovil defence. And the goalkeeper actually moved out of his way as he moved into the penalty area and sapped the ball into the back of the net for what must be the easiest goal Stevie Crawford has ever scored in his career. An amazing sequence of events.
But full credit to Yeovil Town.
Quite rightly. I mean, it was obviously a mistake from Lee Johnson, the manager's son, it should be said. The ball was thrown out to him, and I think Luke McCormack was expecting the ball to go down towards the corner flag. He'd moved out of goal. Lee Johnson whacked the ball downfield, and he picked out the corner perfectly. There was a protest from Argyle. Bobby Williamson was very animated for a short period now. Whether there was a discussion between the two managers on the touchline or what, I don't know. It'd be interesting to find out afterwards. But it was clear as soon as Argyle tried to restart that Yeovil were going to let them get the equaliser. And 1-1, and quite remarkable.
Have we also seen a world record goal after a restart of a game?
What in time? The time lapsed.
It must have been 3 seconds.
Well, it was only a couple of seconds, wasn't it? I mean,
from the kickoff.
Yeah, quite amazing. Like I say, the Jimmy Glass goal was amazing, but to see for Yeovil to score from the throw-in, it was a bit similar to, wasn't it, Arsenal and Sheffield United a couple of years ago?
It was.
Steve Bruce was the manager of Sheffield United at the time and was very animated about what happened there, but to see Stevie Crawford running half the length of the pitch, everyone stood looking at him as he went through, and then just tapping it into an empty net as Chris Wheel moved out of his way. Quite remarkable. I sounded like David Coleman a bit there, didn't I?